Hit in the Hills.
A Clint Barton and Kate Bishop fanfic, written by CN Rides and read by 42 Do Not Panic. This fic is rated for teen and up audiences. Summary. In which a simple chase scene goes very badly, very quickly. Clint, I thought you said this trip was going to be fun. I did. Well, I'm really not seeing it. Well, I... Clint cut off with a sharp curse as the car swerved again and he could hear Kate let out a small gasp as they nearly careened off the road. I obviously didn't invite these guys. Oh, really? Kate yelled back. The car nearly hit a rut in the road, but Clint managed to turn it away at the last moment. Thankfully, that same turn managed to keep another bullet from penetrating the already shattered glass of their rear view mirror. I thought you called them in for Easter dinner. I bet Laura would have loved that. Oh, shut up, Clint muttered, his attention only half focused on Kate's endless stream of banter. He was much more focused on the fact that the car behind them was shooting at them. I'm trying to drive here. You're doing a terrible job, Kate shouted back. Keep it steady, I can't shoot. You try keeping this thing steady, Clint grit his teeth as another volley of shots hit the side of the car. It was a miracle that the thing was as intact as it was. It was just some rental SUV that Clint had gotten from the airport. He was already wincing at the thought of the cost to replace the thing. There was no way that it was going back to the dealer in this condition. Much more of this, and they wouldn't be going back to the dealer. These tracksuit mafia guys were a lot more persistent than Clint had been expecting. It was bad enough to find that the gang was waiting for them when he and Kate finally arrived back in New York after a recent visit to the farm. It was a lot worse when the guys started following them, and it got even worse when they started shooting. They were shooting to kill. With Kate in the car, Clint wasn't about to let that happen. Speaking of Kate, she had probably shouted something back, but it was lost to the wind that was ripping through the windows. Clint could hear his aides shrieking occasionally with the thunder of gunfire and the squeal of tires that did not help things. Be careful! Clint shouted as he swerved again, trying to throw the guys off their tail. As with the last 20 times, it didn't work. Careful! Kate yelled. You see the guys shooting at us, right? Exactly! Clint moved his eyes from the road just long enough to see Kate leaning halfway out of the window, her bow in hand. He cursed beneath his breath. Are you using normal arrows? No? Kate called back. Again, people shooting at us. I'm using trick arrows. Be careful, I haven't sorted the prototypes out of that batch. Relax. Kate cut off with a half scream as another round of bullets was emptied in her direction. No, no, don't relax, scratch out. But seriously, it's fine, at least they're labeled this time. Not all of them! Clint yanked the wheel, and the tires screeched against the dirt road as they whipped around the bend. The prototypes aren't! Don't use any unlabeled... A boom echoed behind them, and Clint could feel the car jolt forward from the blast. His hearing aid rang, and he could distantly hear Kate cheering. Boom! They weren't expecting that! Clint glanced over his shoulder just long enough to see the plume of fire and smoke where the tracksuit's truck had been moments before. He cursed beneath his breath as he watched the thing catch fire. Wasn't that one labeled too dangerous? Kate slid nimbly back into the car cabin, shrugging as she did. You said not to use the unlabeled ones. You said nothing about the ones labeled too dangerous. That's because that should be obvious! Clint slammed the brakes as they hit another sharp turn. He didn't know this area. The moment that he had noticed their trail, he had started going in the exact opposite direction that he had been planning to go. They were horribly lost at this point, but it was better that they were lost than in a populated area. None of the too dangerous ones. We're still near the city. Someone could get hurt. Oh, please, this is about as deserted as New York gets. Kate rolled her eyes, but she was grinning. I think you can slow down. That had to... Kate was interrupted by the sharp sound of gunfire, and Clint slammed the gas again. Kate cursed next to him, and her grip around her bow tightened. What is with these guys? What's their problem? Us, apparently, Clint muttered. He pushed harder on the gas, throwing them further down the dirt road that he had managed to find in the middle of New York State. They were so far off course that they were probably on their way to Jersey at this point. But these tracksuit guys just wouldn't let up. Clint was really starting to wish that he had let Kate drive, so that he could be the one shooting. Instead, he could already see Kate starting to lean out of the window again, her hand reaching for the quiver that lay across the passenger seat. Kate, be careful. Yes, I know, Clint. Let me just... The car swerved, this time just from a bump in the road, and Kate cursed. I've got this. I've got this. I've got this. Kate heard the thrip of the bowstring, and then a second later, there was a shout from far behind them. There was a second shout, and Kate whooped. Yes! I told you boomerang arrows were a great idea. Boomerang arrows? Flynn craned his neck, trying to see over his shoulder. Sure enough, the tracksuit's truck was already falling far behind them, and he let his foot begin to ease off the gas. It looked as though Kate had been able to take out both the driver and the passenger in one shot, and the second truck that had been on their tail was long gone. The explosion must have taken care of that one. The boomerang arrow wasn't ready yet, Kate. Yeah, but I remembered which one it is, and bam, worked perfectly, just like I told you. Well, don't. Flynn glanced over just in time to see Kate reach out to grab the shape that was spinning back at them, her face splitting in a wide grin of triumph as she pulled it from the air. Don't catch it, Kate. We don't know if that one works yet. We just saw it work, Kate shot back. She was still grinning as she flopped back into the seat, her quiver clattering as she tossed it to the floor and hailed out the boomerang arrow. See? It came right back. Yeah, it did, Flynn said pointedly, but we don't know yet if that's a good thing. That has Stark technology in it. We have no idea if it's safe. Oh, please. Kate twirled the arrow in her hand. You're just jealous that I got to shoot it and... Kate! Kate! Flynn saw the sparking just a moment before Kate shouted. The arrow went clattering to the floor and Flynn slammed on the brakes, his heart jumping in his throat as he saw Kate begin to reach for the thing again. Kate Bishop, don't... His words never managed to make their way out of his throat. They were caught up in a half-scream that came from Kate just seconds before all sound shorted out. Flynn hardly had a second to brace himself before he was thrown back, heavy silence falling over his ears as pain exploded in his limbs. The car skidded, and Flynn couldn't even see the moment that it lost all control. His vision had gone wide as the arrow exploded, and he was still blinking away spots when he felt the vehicle capsize, taking him with it. Pain burned through his arm as it was crushed beneath his body, and he could feel his stomach rising into his throat as the world turned around him. He still couldn't hear when the world stopped moving. His vision was beginning to come back, but it was difficult to tell when everything around him looked dark. The car had capsized. The arrow had blown up. The arrow had blown up in Kate's hands. Kate. Flynn's voice was rough, and it felt like fire was lacing up through his chest as he spoke. It tore a cough from him, and that hurt even more than simply speaking. Still, the movement managed to clear his head a bit. He could now see the fact that he had somehow ended up on the passenger side of the car. The door was entirely gone, and the car was entirely on its side. That left him lying on his side in the dirt. Pieces of shrapnel and burnt leather scattered around him. He was right in the epicenter of the blast now, right where Kate had been when the arrow had exploded. There was no sign of Kate at all. Kate! Flynn began to struggle to sit up, his chest heaving as pain laced up his side. He could hardly even feel the sound of his own voice, and he suddenly realized just how useless it was to be shouting. Kate wasn't in the car. That much was painfully obvious, as was the fact that his hearing was utterly useless at the moment. There was no way that his hearing aid had survived that blast, and that was made obvious by the silence that blanketed his world. This was exactly the reason that he had a hearing aid in the first place. Bitterly, he wished that he could fix that. He wished that he could use his healing powers on himself for once. Then, maybe, he wouldn't have a hearing aid. Then, maybe, he would be able to move without feeling like his muscles were tearing themselves apart. He bit back the bitterness and forced himself to sit up anyways. From there, it became a bit easier to get to his feet. Soon, he was standing in the turned-over car, glass crunching beneath his feet as he pushed through the pane in order to climb through the shattered windshield. There was no way that this car was getting back to the rental place, but that was the least of his worries at the moment. Kate! He called out the moment that his feet touched grass. He braced himself against the car, wincing as his pummeled muscles pulled beneath his t-shirt. His vision was still weaker than usual, and he had to blink rapidly to be able to properly take in the bright landscape around him. There was a line of trees just behind him, and apparently that was what had stopped the car. There was a slight incline that led down to the trees, and the road they had come from was at the crest of it. Based on the trail of flattened grass and gouged-out dirt, the car had rolled down the slight hill before slamming into the trees. The passenger's side door, which had been missing from the wreckage that Clint had just stumbled from, had been thrown to the side at the top of the hill along with some other selection of torn metal, Smoke was rising from the charred mess, and the gray made a dramatic contrast against the blue sky above. There, between the mess of metal and the tree line, was a familiar figure lying in the grass. Kate! Flynn could care less for the fact that he couldn't even hear his own voice or his own footsteps, let alone any response. He shouted anyway and found a new strength propelling him forward, adrenaline pumping through him its aching muscles as he stumbled across the grassy hill. He fell to his knees the moment that he was at Kate's side, and he winced at the sight of her bow lying in the grass several yards from her hand. Kate Bishop would never let her bow get that far, not if she could do something about it. Flynn knew it was bad from the moment that Kate had shrieked. Knowing it was bad, however, was far different from seeing the damage. Kate. He couldn't even tell if he said her name out loud. He hoped that he had. He hoped that she could hear it. He hoped that she could hear anything. The blood that soaked the side of her head did not look promising on that front. Her purple t-shirt was torn halfway to shreds, and Clint would avert his gaze if not for the fact that her stomach was torn to shreds beneath it. Bubbly red burns covered the exposed bits of her skin on her sides and crisscrossed themselves all the way up her arms. Her eyes were closed, but that was probably because they were already nearly cemented shut by the crust of red blood that was dripping into them from a massive gash across her forehead. The rusty liquid that streaked across her face, mixing with the mud and dirt and soot that stained her every inch of her skin. Somewhere deep inside, Clint wanted to look away. Of course, he didn't. He had been desensitized to this sort of damage long, long ago. Still, years of training was not enough to keep bile from burning at the back of his throat. He couldn't hear her breathing. The only confirmation that she was alive was the way that her shoulders shuddered with each shallow breath, blood bubbling around her middle as it seeped further from somewhere deep inside. Kate. Flynn was either whispering or screaming. He couldn't tell. Kate didn't react either way. His hands were already soaked in blood, though he had no idea when he had reached out. Somewhere in the back of his mind, he was taking stock of her injuries. Somewhere in the back of his mind, he was running numbers and calculating her survival chances. He didn't need numbers. He didn't need chances. Anything that she had wouldn't be enough. They were in the middle of nowhere and she was bleeding out, or possibly worse. There was no time for anyone to get there. There was no one around to see anything. There was no time to hesitate. Clint had done that too much in the past to let this life slip through his fingers. His hands were already sticky with blood as he pressed them to his side. He saw the way that she tensed, her mouth pulling in what was probably a shout. He could hear nothing, but he could feel the way that she attempted to twist away from him. He couldn't allow that. I'm sorry. He tasted the words on his tongue as they slipped out. He couldn't hear them. He doubted that she could, and this time he almost wished that she couldn't. They wouldn't be enough, anyway. He hoped that she would never remember them. He grit his teeth, and he let his power flow through his veins. It surged out like a wave, and, for the briefest moment, there was a sense of relief. The dams in his mind that were so carefully built up opened like twin floodgates, and the constant pressure of his abilities was gone in an instant. It was like he had a constant headache that was finally relieved, and he couldn't even remember what not having a headache felt like. The relief only lasted for a moment. Almost instantly, it was followed by the tearing, burning, familiar pain. Clint hunched over, his teeth grinding against each other as his muscles screamed in protest. He ignored the pain and forced it out, shoving his powers into Kate's figure as quickly as he could. He could see her thrashing, her half-conscious body fighting against his painful healing, but he didn't let up. He could see her burns beginning to fade into her skin, and he pushed harder. It burned beneath his skin and choked his lungs, and he could taste blood in his own mouth from how hard he was grinding his teeth. Already his stamina was waning. He was out of practice, but he couldn't stop. He couldn't let up. He couldn't allow this to happen. He had let too many die without his help. He kept going. He kept his hands pressed to her side until the blood was no longer pulsing, until the pain in his head had sharpened into something almost blinding. He kept going until he could feel her chest expanding beneath his hands. Then, quickly, he tore himself away. He fell back with a gasp, his palms hitting the grass and his head bursting with the oxygen that he sucked into his aching, overworked lungs. As soon as he could breathe, he blinked away the spots in his vision and looked down at the girl in the grass. Kate wasn't healed, not all the way. There was still a gash above her eye, though it was considerably smaller. There were still burns across her chest, but there was no longer a gaping hole in her stomach. She was still injured, and she would still need to go to the hospital. The job wasn't finished, and Clint could still feel power buzzing beneath her skin. Finish the job. The voice in his mind whispered, "You can't leave this half done. This is your job. What are you good for without..." Clint shook the thoughts off. He was more practiced at it now. It had been too many years for the voice to still hold power over him. He was being selfish, but he knew he couldn't heal her entirely. She had just been caught in the middle of an explosion. There was no way she would walk away from that unscathed. Like this, he could tell her that it wasn't as bad as it seemed. Like this, his secret had a chance of being protected. Selfish. This time, the voice in his mind was his own. This time, he agreed with it. You could just tell her. He shut that voice down as well. His powers were not as exclusive as they once were, and he was not as helpless as he once was. That did not change the fact that he was a healer and that he had a secret to keep, but it did mean that he could better prioritize. No secret was worth a friend's life. If Kate found out, he would deal with it. He knew now that he could deal with it. He was still breathing heavily, and he could see Kate breathing heavily as well. Her chest was expanding like it should now, not shallowly like it had before. Her eyes were still shut, unconscious, but breathing. That was enough. Clint let his own eyes flutter shut briefly before pulling out his phone. His fingers felt numb as he dialed 911, but it was worth it. For once, he could feel satisfied with the burning beneath his skin.